Don Lebatard.
Like with the training of a puppy, I believe we will be in a serious racial discussion or something that's serious and has landmines around it. And what you will hear is me yelling, "No, Stugatz, no," because he's pooping on the rug.
Stugatz.
Like, we're headed there. Because he's just in the background forgetting that we're on television, and he just makes a mess on the rug.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Dan Lebatard Show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Proud to serve members of the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission. Learn more today at NavyFederal.org.
For as weird as 2020 has been, I walked past a sports bar on my way in, Stugatz, and I saw a poster for something that was weird, even though I know the details on this. Seeing, you know the poster I'm talking about that I saw?
No.
Tyson versus Jones. It's right around the corner, and we will get to that in a second. It's pay-per-view. It's Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr.
It's exciting.
Billy's got some thoughts on this, but first, where are Christine Lisi's kazoos?
And finally, if you shuffled a deck of cards each second from the start of the universe until now, you still would not be able to compile every arrangement possible. Speaking of pointless exercises that take forever, Dan and Stu, back to you.
Well, hold on a second, let's talk about what happened to your Bills yesterday, okay. Christine. Stephon Diggs makes that just an incredible play in the end zone. Yep. And did you assume the game was over, or two decades of watching the Bills lose have made it so that you don't have faith in that moment?
I was a tad concerned because I was like, there's 34 seconds left.
All right. And in those 34
Kyler
seconds,
Murray can do some things.
Yes, yep, that is correct. Yep. He can do some things.
And do them very quickly. Yes.
So at the end of the game, when DeAndre Hopkins makes that catch, what happens in the Lisi household?
I used a lot of bad words that people thought that I should be able to use on the show today because we're on Plus. And I was like, I don't think we can still swear because we're still on the radio.
Yeah. So how much cursing, though? Like, do you have trouble sleeping? Like, what ends up happening when you lose that way?
I'm in a better place than I was about 15 hours ago. Okay. It was weird. I don't know if this happens to other people or it's just me. I woke up a couple times last night thinking about that play. Like, that was the first thing. Does that happen to other people? Is that just
yes,
me? That's happened before to
yes.
me. Does it? Okay.
Yes.
So you lose sleep over it. It's specifically the way you lost, though, right? It's that way. It's not, it's not just
tough.
Because you lost.
That happened.
Was tough.
That happened to people who were fans of neither team simply because of the betting aspect.
Yeah, the betting. We got into a couple of those stories. We'll talk to you a little bit later here, Christine. Thank you. A couple of betting things that happened yesterday. Just put it on the poll, Guillermo. Did you have the Browns -4? Yes or no? And the end of that specific game where the Bills were +2.5 and Arizona decided not to kick the extra point on the Hail Mary because if it gets blocked and returned, it's a tie game all of a sudden. Stugatz, I wanted to ask you this, though, because DeAndre Hopkins had the presence of mind after making that ridiculous catch where he's a little more athletic than all three of the Bills on a very good defense.
It's crazy.
But he had the presence of mind to be on the ground on his back with the football, and then he decided to use the football as his package. Like, in a very obvious way, in the most package-specific way since Marshawn Lynch broke 9 tackles and then grabbed his junk flying backward over the goal line. He was using the football to pantomime something phallic in a way that was obvious. It was clear that he was positioning the football, and how can you argue?
Right.
Like, he was doing.
I think after that, you could basically do whatever it is you want.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Should DeAndre Hopkins been allowed to drop his pants in the end zone after that? Because I saw the NFL the other day sent out a tweet, the NFL, best celebrations, tell us this week. And I'm like, is this the same league that was banning this stuff? Like, a couple of years ago, nobody was allowed to celebrate. And finally, in a moment of...
That was one of the options?
Yes. And in a moment of, racial improvement in our country, all of a sudden the NFL was okay. Before they put racism is bad in the end zones, they were like, we'll let you celebrate, black guys. Go ahead. Dance. But Hopkins, not that much. Not that much, Hopkins. That's a little excessive. We got kids in the audience, and you're clearly, I don't know if the camera got out of there quickly because he was using the football that way, but it got out of there quickly. Like, as soon as that angle was in play, and we saw that DeAndre Hopkins was doing a not, you know, not suitable for kids Sunday afternoon. All of a sudden, the camera angles were different.
It truly is amazing, though, just a couple of moves, how quickly you can go from being bad in the NFL to being one of the more exciting teams in the NFL. And you have two examples of it this year, maybe even three. But you certainly have it right there in Arizona with Hopkins and the drafting of Kyler Murray. You have it down here in Miami. Miami's been dreadful, and not just dreadful, boring for two decades, and now they're a team that everyone wants to watch.
But, Stugatz, it happens both ways. We were just laughing about Harbaugh.
You're right.
Like, it just, yeah. In 2013, you could have made the argument he was the most coveted coach anywhere. Anywhere. Not just football, just in terms of people want that guy. He had his choice of jobs, and he chose to go to his alma mater. And look at this. 7 years later, everybody wants him out of there. Hmm. And it's not, it's, 7 years is such a short period of time, but not so short that he hasn't desecrated everything that he built, because everyone's like, oh, wait a minute, that's not any kind of special. He can't do anything. The khakis and all the craziness, none of that stuff is cute when you're losing by five touchdowns to Wisconsin.
Prime of his career, Aaron Rodgers couldn't get by Jim Harbaugh's 49ers.
Crazy.
And now he can't get past Wisconsin.
And Mike, it's nuts, because I remember the time.
Or Indiana.
Right. I remember when they hired him. It was like a slam dunk. No one thought it wasn't going to work. Like, no one thought that. No one came out and said, this isn't going to work.
Well, Ohio State's time running the Big Ten is
over. That job was beneath him. That job was beneath. Jim Harbaugh was so coveted.
He was doing the program a favor to go back to his alma mater.
And that's how quickly it can happen. It really is flabbergasting how the lifespans in that sport work. Hell, we were talking during the local hour about T.Y. Hilton being an old man.
Right.
Billy, speaking of old men, Billy, so that poster, Mike Tyson, how far is that away? How long before that fight? It's right around the corner here, right? If the pandemic doesn't get the fight, we're going to get the boxing match of Mike Tyson against Roy Jones Jr. I think it's going to make everyone really sad.
I don't think a pandemic is going to stop this fight, Dan. I really don't. This is less than 12 days away now. I think it's like 2 days after Thanksgiving. And I was wondering, how do you watch this? Is this a pay-per-view? What does it cost? Is it going to be worth it? So I've done a little digging. Guess what? It's a very economic $49.95 to watch Mike Tyson fight in pay-per-view in 2020. And as an added bonus, which I didn't even realize, because I also knew this fight was happening, but I didn't even realize it was the same card, you can also see Jake Paul fight Nate Robinson on that same exact fight card.
Wow.
Dan, if you don't know who Jake Paul is, I'm on the website right here. He's a social icon, music artist, undefeated boxer, and KSI's father. It says so right here.
And so will you actually pay for that, Billy? Will you pay
$50? Oh, no, of course not. It'd be ridiculous.
I'm actually interested in the Jake Paul fight, because Jake Paul is like 6'3 and a really big dude, and Nate Robinson, what, is like 5-something. So it's just going to be interesting to see somebody like those two dudes' size differences box each other.
Nate Robinson is a bit of a menace, and I would not doubt that guy. When you make it in the league, Bomani's got a theory about this, that at that height, when you are able to dominate sports like football or basketball, you are simply not someone to ever be trifled with under any circumstances, because you have a spine that's uncommon for anyone's size.
Dan Le Batard.
He had a game score of 100. Not many people do that. I think he was like the 12th ever.
Stugatz.
Who cares?
So
how many wins does he have? How many strikeouts does he have?
Game score. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Yeah, the gorilla has made an appearance.
You know what a game score is? Cubs 4, Pirates 3.
Yes,
that's the score of a game.
Yes.
Okay? Game score. Oh, game score.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they are making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We'll get to conversational in a second. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
What do we have this week? Mike Ryan from the Levitard and Friends Network. What are we getting to the people in alternate forms if you need a little fix from what it is that we're doing around here that's not on terrestrial radio?
Well, I love Football Mondays, Dan. And this is if you ever, guys in the listening audience, get around to Stu Gatz's interview with Stone Gossard, because what a doozy. Finally got around to it, Stu Gatz. You got stuff out of Stone that I never actually cared to hear.
Thank you.
The local hour today was actually excellent. A lot of people in South Florida are super excited about Tua, so we get into that. Miami, the center of the sports world right now, with the first female GM in baseball history, and the Miami Hurricanes robbed out of a top 10 AP spot, so we get into all of that. Check that out, the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz, regular feed.
So let us do now the funniest thing from the entirety of the sports weekend.
Hey, people! Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is brought to you by Dell. Big news from Dell Technologies. Black Friday is here with deals up to 50% off small business computers with Intel Core processors to give your business an edge. Call 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/SB Black Friday.
Billy, what was the funniest thing that we got from sports this weekend, according to you?
Nick Chubb running out of bounds on the one-yard line when the spread was -3, -4, depending on where you got it, and costing a ton of people a ton of money.
Yeah. And fantasy teams costing them a touchdown.
I'm walking into an L every time I talk about point differential now.
Chris, what do you say was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Just the NFC East.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Again, going into the game yesterday, Philadelphia, I heard the announcer say the Eagles will remain in first place no matter what happens in this game, even though the Eagles have 3 wins on the season.
The point differential for every team in that division is worse than -25.
They're horrible. Everyone, who's the best team in that division?
The Eagles with a tie.
Is it the Giants? I don't know. Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
A better place a $1 wager on Tiger Woods getting a 10 or more on a single hole during the Masters. The better $150.
All right. That's 150 to 1. That would be a nominee as well for funniest thing from the sports weekend. The betting of Mike and Stu Gatz, who were bragging last week that they got DeChambeau cheap, and then he finishes behind Bernard Langer.
Yeah, but ahead of Tiger Woods. So I still have that in the group chats. That's my funniest thing from the weekend, how disappointing DeChambeau was. Although, we should look into him saying how dizzy he was. He got COVID tested and everything like that, but Bernard Langer, better than Tiger, better than DeChambeau.
Do me a favor, say it before the tournament, okay? Not after you gagged all over yourself and you were one of the favorites headed. Everyone's excited to watch you. I don't want to hear that you're sick with headaches and all that stuff after the fact. I don't want to hear it.
We may want to see how this one plays out.
If it's COVID.
Well, he tested negative, he said.
Okay, well, it could be something worse. I mean, it's weird.
Stu
it could Gatz also
is
be
saying he doesn't want it to play out. He says he doesn't want to hear it.
It could also be anxiety, because what he described at the Masters, it could be anxiety, which also I would extend him the courtesy of time.
It could be that. I will extend the courtesy of time. It also could be that he gagged all over himself.
That's also
one
of the options.
That was not extending him the courtesy of time, Stu Gatz.
Yeah, but it's also one of the options, unfortunately, for Bryson.
You are not extending him any courtesies when you are simply waving your sausage fingers in the air and saying, I don't want to hear from you.
I don't like this, having a favorite golfer stuff. Because now I'm disappointed watching golf, where it was just always a pleasant departure. This was torturous watching that.
You can't really have a favorite golfer. I've told you that for years. You just have to root for a favorite for a good ending. That's it. Like, sometimes your favorite golfer is an elite. Like, a lot of people love Dustin Johnson. They were not happy that Dustin Johnson ran away with the Masters. He ruined Sunday at Augusta. He did, for a lot of people.
Well, the pandemic also did.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend? What do you have for us here, Tone?
Dan, the Army Black Knights tried to run a reverse on the kickoff and got intercepted by Tulane and ran for a touchdown.
It was amazing.
Chris, why is your head in your hands right now? Why are you grimacing? Is it on Tony's behalf?
Because I don't even think this went over air, but beforehand, Tony's like, my internet is so bad right now, so I don't know what's going to happen there. And there was just like 3 seconds of like frozenness, and I was just laughing because Tony's like, I know while he was saying that, he was thinking to himself, I don't know if anybody can hear me right
can
now.
Can anybody hear me?
Please understand, I'm sorry. What do you have, Stugatz? What was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Michigan.
Well, so that's mine, too, because College Game Day, I saw this on Freezing Cold Takes, College Game Day, there was a quote, I don't know who it was, but they attributed it to all of College Game Day. Quote, I think he's going to be Urban Meyer's biggest nightmare, they said, of Jim Harbaugh. He's not even Wisconsin's biggest nightmare.
He's not even Ryan Day's biggest nightmare.
Who the hell is Indiana's coach? It's not even his biggest nightmare.
It's a fine line between genius and a laughingstock. All the eccentric things that he did with San Francisco, you're like, okay, I kind of dig that. That's why he's great. But now he just looks straight up crazy.
Mike, in terms of how quickly all of this can change, Stugatz was mentioning this during the break, and I'm going to ask you guys and the audience to come up with something that happened more precipitously than what Stugatz offered, which was the Texans were just up 24-0 on the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like, that just happened.
Now they're giving their first-round pick to the Dolphins.
That was a minute ago. They were up 24-0, and we were all looking at each other confused. Like, how are the Chiefs down 24-0? Now look at what is happening. Like, how did that happen? Nothing in sports has been ravaged more by the pandemic / Bill O'Brien than those guys. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. What was worse for the Texans over the last 12 months, the pandemic or Bill O'Brien?
Dan Le Batard.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Stugatz.
Let's go get a snack.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Monday Night Football Preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. A cold one tonight in Chicago as the Vikings head to Soldier Field to play the Bears. Minnesota is coming in on a 2-game win streak after starting the season 1-5. The Bears, 3-game losing streak after starting 5-1. The Bears are third to last in points scored per game this season. One of the reasons why the Vikings are a 3.5-point favorite on the road, according to Caesars William Hill. With more than 30 unique coverage options available, Progressive knows small business. Learn more today at progressivecommercial.com. Let's take a second here for our friends at Grainger. For the ones who keep people and property safe, there's Grainger. Grainger's your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry as well as the latest equipment, safety assessments, training, and more. They do it all, and it's all backed by free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, and an unwavering commitment to helping you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Learn how Grainger can assist you in creating a culture of environmental health and safety excellence in your workplace. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by a branch. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you mentioned safety there, and football will say that some of the rule changes are in place because it's safety first, but you don't play football during a pandemic if anything is safety first. And what you have seen with the changes at the quarterback position, the thing with Breeze that happened yesterday, Stugatz, even understanding how much the game has changed, even understanding how you have to protect your star quarterbacks, even understanding that the quarterback is playing a fundamentally different game, less violent than everyone else on the field.
Yes.
If you saw the way it played out with Drew Breeze, who has to be a bit brittle at 40, whatever he is, 3 years old, he goes back to pass, gets pressure up the middle. Guy hits him hard, but hits him hard only because the guy is giant, as are all the guys along the defensive line. The defender falls to his side and Drew Brees' side. But because Drew Brees was hit hard and because we are now no longer allowed to hit quarterbacks hard under any circumstances when they're in the pocket, what you had happen was a referee wandered over, and this is what it looked like. It looked like this. Drew, you got a boo-boo? You hurt? And then he dropped the flag on the floor right there. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't do it on the hit. He didn't do it as the guy fell to the side because you're not allowed to fall on quarterbacks anymore. He did it while watching how Drew Brees got up and saying, oh, that hurts. We shouldn't allow that.
On the other side, it's so unfair. That guy got 15 yards for playing football.
For playing it great.
Yes.
For playing it well.
Yep.
That's a textbook example of how to avoid that penalty.
It's what they're teaching. It's what they're asking the players to do. He did it correctly and still got 15 yards.
It is stupid. That's all it is. It's simply stupid. Christine, please continue.
And finally, platypuses glow under black lights, and we still have no idea why. Speaking of things with a bunch of random parts that don't fit but somehow still work, you're listening to the Dan Levitard Show with Stu Gatz.
That's right on the cusp of a compliment almost.
Real character development today.
Yeah. Thank you, Christine. She is much more jovial than I expected her to be dark and brooding today.
Well, she called you a cannibalistic pig earlier.
Right. That will make you feel better. Plus, she's still in first place.
7-3.
Yeah, exactly.
Dolphins are coming to get you, Christine.
No.
Yes.
Coming to get you.
Going back to that play for a second, the announcer said, well, you can't land on a quarterback with that kind of pressure, full pressure, that kind of force. What is that guy supposed to do? Hey, you try that, announcer. Like, how is he supposed to fall down on Drew Brees?
I would like to see Adam Amin try that.
It would be about 150 pounds less violent than what it is you saw. Mike was talking during the break, Stu Gatz, about these reports that are coming out now that James Harden's preferred destination is Brooklyn.
Must see TV.
That is great.
How?
They don't have enough headaches over there.
We all have our questions as to how this will work. You want to add a James Harden to the mix? Well, to be fair, we don't know if they want to add a James Harden to the mix. We just know that James Harden wants to be added to that mix, reportedly, but that is for a team that we already have plenty of questions about in terms of fit. You want to add James Harden to that?
Well, how would you make that work, though?
I don't know how they're going to make it work as presently constituted.
I'm saying financially, how are you going to make that work?
They don't really have a lot of attractive, like, garbage expiring deals. They're going to, if it's open to bidding, maybe LeVert and Dinwiddie, that's enough to hold some other teams at bay. James Harden is a unique type of player, and maybe not for being such a superstar and perennial MVP candidate and triple-double threat. He's not a fit for every team.
When you mentioned Dinwiddie, all I think of is that the pandemic started with him doing a crowdsourced sort of charity effort where he wanted to raise, I think, $25 million. And the biggest bid was $69 from someone named The Knicks Are Poopy Poopy Butt Soup.
It was a nice little story, Dan. He's tried to circumvent the NBA salary cap. He's such a headache for them because he keeps wanting to get paid in cryptocurrency because he thinks he can end up getting more money this way.
I love that.
They lead the league in headaches.
I love that story, though. Can you guys pay me in cryptocurrency? And you're not even like top five weirdness on that team. The part that I think is most interesting about the reports, because we could sit here and laugh at them. It's going to be a talented team, whether they get James Harden or not. And I think it was it Donovan Mitchell who said that LeVert is the truth because he was good during the playoffs.
LeVert's very good.
He is good.
Is that team going to play defense?
Does it matter?
It might.
I mean, Durant, Kyrie, LeVert.
I'd say defense matters.
I mean, you do need in basketball, you're not going to find a whole lot of championships won with teams that aren't playing defense.
But there are zero questions. I understand that, Mike, but there are zero questions as to whether or not that team's going to be good. I mean, they're going to be great, that team.
I would assume so, but the part that I find interesting about this news, and I don't know how much this is being deconstructed because the way this tends to happen is you just get in love with the transaction and trying to figure out how it is that the pieces fit and whatnot. But James Harden saying flatly that is my preferred destination to me telegraphs, hey, I don't like playing that way where I'm the MVP and the whole responsibility is on me. I don't want that anymore. I'm doing the LeBron thing in a weirder way. It's not going to be me trying to do it out there with the usage rate. I want to go join my former teammate, Kevin Durant. The last time I played with him, I was the sixth man when we were in the finals. Like, I was coming off the bench in the finals when I played with Kevin Durant.
Well, he probably had that KD moment where it's like, hey, I tried it by myself. I tried it with Chris Paul. I got to within a game of the NBA finals. I'm not going to win a championship this way. The only way I'm going to win it is by teaming up with a couple of guys like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and that appears what he's trying to do.
I've spoken to NBA people, and it's leaked out of Houston that even though the appearance is James Harden probably loves playing that way, he really doesn't. But I also heard D'Antoni doesn't like coaching that way, so someone is lying.
Well, Mike, it can't be. If this is true that he wants to go play with Durant and Kyrie Irving, James Harden doesn't like playing that way.
Well, no, I think he liked playing that way until he realized he couldn't win a championship that way. I mean, it seemed like he was enjoying it very, very much.
Given what we
did
know
he give off a lot of enjoyment to you? I don't feel like James Harden gives off a whole lot of enjoyment.
He's a decent enough shooter. He might actually long for Kyrie Irving doing the dribbling, him just camping out at the perimeter, be the threat, see if he can get someone to bite on his pump fake, drive to the hoop, and then not have to worry about defense because no one on that team is.
How can you make the money work without including Durant or Kyrie Irving? Like, how do you make
that's above
the
my pay grade?
Well, if it's and if part of it's in cryptocurrency,
I think that's a way.
I don't know. I don't know how it is that I love the idea of somehow, some way, and I'm sure that this isn't something that they can do by rule so quickly because some of the participants just got there, but I would love James Harden to be traded for Kyrie Irving. Like, to have to strip Kyrie Irving away. Hey, thanks for landing us, Durant. Get on up out of here. We'll take James Harden instead.
You think Durant would like that?
I just like to think about it. I like to think about
it's Durant's call.
I like to think about the idea of Kyrie Irving sort of lures Durant to Brooklyn, and then they're like, never mind. Then they flip him for James Harden. Get out of here, Kyrie. Go play in Houston with PJ Tucker.
So they're actually going to have to get rid of, I mean, good players to do it, which is weird. An NBA trade to get a former MVP, but I had a combination of Prince, LeVert, and Dinwiddie to get that done, or maybe DeAndre Jordan ceases being Kevin Durant's friend.
Mike, you'd be more confident saying Kyrie and Kevin Durant will win a title together or James Harden and Kevin Durant? You'd be more confident in who?
Well, Harden and Durant have played together, and Harden wasn't the player that he is nowadays, but he did. They were successful. They made it to an NBA Finals. They were going to make it to plenty more if he stuck around.
I mean, Harden's an upgrade, is he not?
I don't know. This is a weird thing to say about an MVP. I don't know what James Harden is if you don't give him that usage rate. I don't know what James Harden is if you make him the second or third ball handler on a team.
A champion.
I mean, maybe, but he was on a team with Westbrook and Durant, and they didn't win a championship.
They got to the finals.
But they didn't win a championship.
If they stayed together, I think they probably win a championship.
Okay, but on that team, James Harden was good off the bench.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, if you don't give him that usage rate, you're not getting an MVP.
Dan Le Batard.
When news breaks, we wander over about a week late.
Stugatz.
Urban Meyer. Don't get me started. Do not get me started on Urban Meyer. Do not get me started at Urban Meyer.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Today is for doing, and today we keep an eye on the open football head coach spot at South Carolina. The Gamecocks fired Will Muschamp yesterday. Offensive coordinator Mike Bobo, who has head coaching experience with Colorado State, will take over for the remainder of the season. So who's going to want to take the South Carolina job next season? Liberty's Hugh Freeze, Louisiana's Billy Napier, and Coastal Carolina's Jamie Chadwell are expected to be among the top targets, along with Shane Beamer. Really? The Frank's son? Beamer ball. How about that? Oklahoma's assistant head coach for the offense and Clemson offensive coordinator Tony Elliott. Today is for doing. It's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Let's update the polls here. At Le Batard Show on Twitter is where you go if you want to vote at any point on the polls.
The Twitter poll at Lebatard Show is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter, should the Texans as an organization march to Bill O'Brien's house and fire him again today? It's a good question. 98% of the audience said, yep, they should. Is Stugatz the worst person at the network on a Football Monday? 85% of the audience said, yes, thank you.
Who would be your challengers for that one? Football Monday, where you say, man, I really don't want to hear what that person has to say about anything. Stugatz opened the show questioning the Chiefs right. off a bye.
Yep, we'll see. Yep,
for me,
we'll
it's see. Rex Ryan, but yeah. it's complicated.
Listen, I brought something different to the table. No one else started their show that way today.
Agreed,
I promise you.
But with good reason, Stugatz.
Yeah, a good
because,
point.
Again, Kansas City coming off a bye, and no yeah. one has any questions yeah. about them.
Does Stafford have so many game-winning drives because the Lions are always down late? 97.4% of the audience said yes. Did you have Bernhard Langer being better than Bryson DeChambeau and Tiger? Golf.
How old
Golf.
Is he? How old is Bernhard Langer?
He's 63 years old.
He outdrove DeChambeau.
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, 80% of the audience said no. Really, 20% had Bernhard Langer being better.
I'm sure Bryson had Championship Sunday go differently in his mind. All of a sudden, it's like 7:30 in the morning, and he's teeing off next to Langer. Oh, this is who I'm paired with.
Had dreams of him and Tiger, him yeah. and DJ, Bernhard Langer.
I mean, he should have been paired with Tiger.
It's such a great comedic name, Bernhard Langer.
Oh, man. Do you know what Kevin Stefanski's face looks like? Like, this is a Monday tradition now. We put this on the poll. 83% of the audience said no. Does Gesicki sound like a beer? 81% of the audience said yes. He really does. So does Corey Schlesinger. Remember that? Give me a six-pack of Schlesingers.
I mean, it's Gesicki just sounds like Dos Equis, right? Like, that's all that's happening there. You're not doing anything else with that, are you?
Shot of Gesicki? I don't know. I mean, it's not a beer. Maybe it could be anything. It just sounds like liquor.
I thought for sure we'd have a poll about Lewis Hamilton being able to read the yaw better than anyone else, but I guess we all just assume that that's the truth.
Did you have the Browns minus -4? Oh, jeez. 83% of the audience said no, sure. I mean, no one likes to admit to a bad beat. Should DeAndre Hopkins have been allowed to drop his pants in the end zone after that catch? Yep. 91% of the audience agrees with me. They say yes as well. Those are the polls, Dan.
Is a big deal being made at all, or is the play so overwhelming that DeAndre Hopkins could get away with a celebration that involved him very clearly turning the football into his member?
I saw your tweet yesterday, and I was still struggling to see it because I was looking past the three defenders he jumped
Mike,
over.
Mike, it was obvious. He moved the ball and put it specifically in the place where it looked like it was his nether regions. Like, he did that on purpose. He absolutely wanted everyone to see that the football was there phallically. There's no question about it, because he moved the ball there, and I just thought it showed extraordinary presence of mind to not be surprised by the moment.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.